This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Will they or won't they? That is the question. We talk here, of course, of interest rate cuts and the Federal Reserve and the data on which the central bank relies, which honestly is adding to the general consternation. The job market, we learned on Friday, is quite healthy. Thank you very much. The economy is growing, but so too is the pressure on Powell et al. To back off. Will it be 3 rate cuts? None? Somewhere in between? And then when? So you can understand consumer confusion, yes? In its latest survey of consumer expectations, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York said today households expect inflation a year from now to be 3%. That is not up from a month ago, true, but it's also not down. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab starts us off with the overall muddiness out there, how it's weighing on consumers, and exactly how important their expectations are in the Fed's long, long slog to 2% inflation.
Okay, maybe you are not hanging on every word that comes out of the Federal Reserve, but Randy Krosner, a former governor of the Federal Reserve Board, says messaging has meaning. If the Fed can't figure out where things are going...
I think it's very challenging for individual households to figure out where things are going.
And where we're going as consumers. Is it finally almost time to look for a house or start a business? Or maybe buy a washer dryer because, yeah, yours could hang on a little longer, but by the time it dies, a new one might be much more expensive. And oh, wow, gee, if prices are going to keep going up, I should ask for a raise.
That is, I better ask for a little bit extra in my paycheck because I'm not so sure where things are going.
Uncertainty can push people to take action or clam up. Carola Binder, an economist at Haverford College, says the economy can withstand a bit of uncertainty, even from Fed presidents.
I think I prefer that over, like, they kind of meet in secret, come up with a story that they can all sign off on, and only that can come out.
Because Binder says what's most important here is that the Fed communicates that it is weighing its every move, that it's committed to getting inflation down to 2%, no matter how long it takes.
The important thing now is keeping those longer run expectations down and stable.
So far, so good. Households' 5-year inflation expectations have decreased, according to the survey released today by the New York Fed. Economist Fabio Gomez Rodriguez at Lehigh University says the Fed is playing the long game. And inflation? Well, it's a long game.
Inflation is persistent. It's like a giant. Very big, but it moves slow.
So slow that we can't even register it's moving anymore? Maybe. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.